Happy Friday. It's Friday, March 21st, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy spring. This is the season of growth. But first, we might need to tear some things down. I live in Chicago, where there's a lot of beautiful old buildings. Historic structures out of red, yellow, and cream brickwork. They're pretty amazing. What's wonderful about architecture is that if you have a good foundation, you can remodel that building into new use, benefiting from the efficiency of restoring the old combined with the improved purpose of the new. Reuse is great, but eventually you might have to rebuild. The key is being wise enough to know when to save the past and when to burn it all down. Destruction can't be willy-nilly, but there are a few cases when destruction can lead to something better. One is shattered foundations, when systems are too broken to repair. Some structures, whether businesses, governments, or even entire cities, become so corroded by neglect or corruption that no number of patch jobs will hold them together. Imagine a toxic workplace, an outdated and crumbling infrastructure, or computer code riddled with inefficiencies that can all reach a tipping point where incremental changes no longer work. Sometimes the weight of past mistakes makes progress impossible. In these cases, true renewal demands the courage to dismantle what no longer serves us. But we can't stop there. By clearing away the wreckage of what doesn't work, we make space to build something stronger, more sustainable, and free from the burdens of the past. So don't just tear down, but build back better. Another example is betrayal and broken trust, when relationships or identities must be rebuilt. Humans are cruel to each other. Some bonds are so poisoned by betrayal or toxicity that salvaging them only prolongs the damage. Trust that's been truly shattered very rarely returns. We need to leave those abusive relationships, break away from addiction, and unlearn harmful ideologies in order to free ourselves. Sometimes the only way to heal is to step away completely and start anew. In this way, we turn destruction into a form of self-preservation. Walking away from what harms us gives us room to rediscover who we are and finally move forward, free from the weight of what held us back. Another situation is working with overcomplicated systems, when bureaucracies and ideas collapse under their own weight. Not all destruction comes from outside forces. Sometimes we suffocate under our own excess. Legal systems clogged with loopholes, creative projects lost in revision after revision, becoming so convoluted that moving forward is impossible. Think of a novel weighed down by too many rewrites, a product designed by committee, or a law rewritten until it loses all meaning. These are all signs that something has strayed too far from its original purpose. simplicity is often the key to progress. Stripping away the unnecessary allows us to see once again what truly matters and rebuild with clarity and intention, just like when we first began. The Marquis de Sade said, yes, I pick the best quotes, destruction, like creation, is one of nature's mandates. As things age and break, sometimes tearing them down is just natural. But simply tearing down the old isn't enough. We need to build in its place. Build something better, something more effective, something more beneficial. In destruction, build something new. Back in November, I said, it's easier to destroy than to build. Episode 136, Black Friday. That means it's harder to build than to destroy. Oh, America, we've got our work cut out for us. Destruction and growth are both painful. We can't catch a break, can we? When I lived in the Amazon jungle of Peru, we'd often see an entire swath of mountainside that was slashed and burned to the ground. A charred scar on the lush forest, the nutrient-rich ash would clear away weeds and pests while making the soil fertile again for crops. And after they'd burn it all down, the land would be wide open for fresh new growth. This week's song, Play God and Destroy the World by Amethyst Kia, she's like an apocalyptic Joan Armatrading, is a litany of destruction. Of religion, of convention, reminding us again that we all end up 6 feet under. But in the middle of all that is the best lyric. Short, sweet words of encouragement. In the darkness, find the green. In the darkness, find the green. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, in the darkness, find the green. Thanks so much for listening. I'm not going to end this podcast season on a downer. Next week, I've got something pink and pretty, just perfect for spring. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.